Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Seven. You must be great to believe. He had compassion and he ran and he failed on him. And he kissed him, and this is what he said. Kill and eat, let's have a party. For my son was dead, he's alive again. He was lost, but now he's found. You must be quick to believe, be quick to obey.
Let your hand clap be proper. Let your hand clap be proper. Well, I'm happy to announce to you that the moment you've been waiting for in the service is here. I believe that you've come tonight with an expectation. An expectation that will only be met by the ministry of the Word of the Living God. So I'm happy to announce to you tonight that we have come to that moment where the Word of the Living God is about to come to you. Now let me tell you something. Let me remind you of something. The Bible describes the Word of God as quick and powerful. The word quick means alive. Alive and powerful. And that means that the word that you're about to hear is not just a set of words that have been put together, but it is God speaking to you in this present moment. It is God's voice to you that you need to hear tonight as you are standing here. And that's why for everybody who's standing here, the word that is about to preach tonight will do something different in your life. For somebody, it is the medication you need to deal with your tears. For somebody, it is the strength you need to go on in your life. For somebody, it is the encouragement that you need desperately. Yes. For somebody, there's a prophecy in there that is about to confirm something that God has already spoken to you. Whatever it is, tonight, I can guarantee to you that the word that's about to come to you is about to meet you the very point of your need. So tonight, if you are as ready as I am, you're as excited as I am, I want you to put your hands together. Make some noise tonight. You can clap your hands. You can shout. And together let's welcome the servant of the living God. Please put your hands together and let's welcome to this pulpit the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Come on, his fellow servants, make some noise tonight.
Bye. Do you believe it?
Two hands to heaven and ask the Lord to pour his rain,
yes,
on us.
Yes,
his rain,
rain
of revelation,
Father,
his rain of instruction,
yes, yes,
his rain of correction,
yes, yes,
his rain of doctrine. There must always be an important voice that comes from the excellent glory. No matter what you do as a believer, those online, I want to welcome you. No matter what you do as a believer, there must be a voice that comes from the excellent glory. Lift your hands and ask that voice to speak. You know, as I share God's word with you tonight, I'm telling you that you need more than my voice. You need that voice also. As I speak, that voice also speaks, affirms and confirms and explains and emphasizes the things you need to do well. Father, we thank you,
yes, we thank you
for this beautiful opportunity to come before you. We know that our lives will not be the same because we've come into contact with your word.
Yes.
No one experienced your word and remained the same.
Jesus.
So that's our hope today, that we will receive the blessing that comes through your word. Let it happen to us, Lord.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
His presence. Clap your hands. And you may please be seated. Today, I want to continue to share the Word of God with you on how we all as a church ought to become saviors of men. If saving men is not on your heart, it means that you are not a proper member of the body of Christ. And no matter how you may claim to forget or to marginalize the importance of this subject, you can never escape the reality that you belong to a church. And if you belong to a church, then there are certain characteristics that must qualify you to be in the church. You see, Jesus said that I am the door. Like every room, every house has a door. He said, anyone that comes into the sheepfold another way is a thief and a robber. It's a thief and a robber. So, there is another way of entering. This is the sheepfold. So there's a church called the sheepfold. This is the sheepfold. Because we are the sheep of God. The Lord is my shepherd. To enter the door, to enter the sheepfold, you turn your Bible to John chapter 10. It says, verse 1, says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same person is a thief and a robber. Now, Jesus himself says, down, if you go down, in verse 9, he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, then the man can say that he is saved, and shall now go in and out and find pasture. So this church we are seated in this service we are having, it's a service of sheep. Now, to enter here, you don't only need these doors, physical doors. There is also a spiritual door. And there are people sitting here who did not use that door. Now, please go up. So we are doing 1 and 9. It says, verse 1 says, but climbeth up some other way. Some other way means that there are other ways of entering the church. There are other ways of being a member of a church. But the right way is through the door. But the door is not the only way. Many of you know that thieves have entered houses through windows, the roof, and all kinds of apertures. If through the foundation, they dig under and come up. Yes, 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 yes. It happens a lot even in places where they do galamse. Your house is there. They are under the house. Say, some other way.
Some other way.
So, as you are here, you may easily be a thief. You see, we know a thief steals. But that's not the only truth. You see, you don't need to see a thief with your handbag or your suitcase to say that the person is a thief. Just seeing a person in your house without, like, you are in your house, you go to the storeroom to go and take something, and somebody is standing there. He's not holding your money, he's not holding anything, he's just there, he's just standing in the storeroom. I mean, that is a thief right there. Yes. In America, in the past 2 weeks or so, maximum three weeks, there have been two cases of people who have been shot when they were found just coming up the driveway. Like the entry, you are just going to the house. You are just going to the house. And the person in the house says that, no, I don't know you. You are not supposed to be. I mean, what are you doing here? Pow! So, some of you sitting here are thieves. You've not taken any offering, not stolen somebody's phone, we've not caught you yet. But in God's eyes, you did not enter the church the proper way. There is a way to enter. The way is Jesus, verse 9. I am the door. And verse 1 says some other way. So some of you are here not through the door. You didn't come through the door. Now, imagine that if you are in the church and you are already being characterized as a thief, then you are actually an agent of Satan, because the devil is the thief. Verse 10 is there to steal the thief. So you are in the church thinking that you are before God. You are among godly people. You have come to Zion. You've come to Zion. Yes, you're on your way to heaven. But God actually views you as actually an agent of the devil. So it's very important that you listen to me. Because what awaits you is not good news. It's not good news. Anybody here, wherever you are, playing instrument, whatever, make sure that you came in through the door. That is when you shall be saved. Is that by me? Even King James Version crap makes it clear. By me, if any man enter in, anybody enters in through me, Jesus, he shall be saved. So certain individuals in the church are not saved and will never be saved until they go out and come in properly. Now, that door, which is Jesus, has requirements. You see, I'm clearly speaking so you understand that a church is not a place where just anybody can just sit in and be a part of. You must fulfill certain requirements. Otherwise, your end will be the end of thieves. The first requirement is that you must be born again. You must come through the door as a born again Christian. Some of you sitting here are not born again. You are not born again. Now, it's very, very, very necessary. Please listen to this. Very important that you ask yourself the question, am I born again? Am I born again? Or I'm just sitting in the church, I go up and down. Number two is that you must be, you see, I'm talking, you see, last week I told you about the church. That the church is actually the called out ones, people selected. It's an assembly. It's not just anybody. I told you that Jesus said he is building his church. And nobody builds with just anything. Depending on what you are building, you select specific materials. The material Jesus is using to build the church, number one, is that to belong to the church, you must be born again. Must be born again. There are people I have discovered, even in recent times, who are in the church and are fooling. Yeah. Doing things that unbelievers do in the church. And then one of the reasons is that they are not really properly born again. Number two is that you must have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You've seen that so far. I've not mentioned singing in the choir. Let alone mention dancing. Or talk about being a pastor or a shepherd. All these things are unnecessary when it comes to the real criteria. Be born again. Baptized by the Holy Ghost. With the Holy Ghost. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. That's the door. That's the door. That's the door. And today, I'm repeating myself that one very important thing is that you must also be a savior of men. Look, these three alone will keep you. Receive Jesus as your personal savior. Be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And be a savior of men. A soul winner. It is on this assumption that we ask people to dance in the church. It's on this assumption that we appoint lady pastors. It's on this assumption that we ordain pastors. When we say go and play the instrument, the assumption is that you are born again, you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, and then you are also a savior of men. It's basic and foundational. It's basic. That is why Jesus in Matthew 28, today I'm sharing something very short on the Great Commission according to Matthew. Yes. The Great Commission. All those who wrote, who encountered Jesus and have their letters and writings in the Bible mention the Great Commission in different ways. Mark says it. Paul says it. John says it. Directly. You see, because the Great Commission are the last words of Jesus. You see it in Matthew 28. There's no Matthew 29. There's no Matthew 29. There's only Matthew 28, which is the last words of Jesus. And in verse 17 of Matthew 28, when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all power is given to me. These are the last words. The last words of Jesus. All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. Now, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. These words you see here in Matthew 19. These words are what we call the Great Commission. You see, this is what a church must spend its life doing. This is what a Christian must spend his life doing. Why? Because these are the last words of Jesus. The last words of a person are very, very, very important. When a person is about to die, what he says before his last breath must be very important. Some of those words are very, very ominous. There are words, if you joke with, you can have problems. You see, one day in our church, not this branch, but in our church, one pastor died. And the family members, who are traditional people, very traditional, know it's like this is how our ancestors did it. And we have to do it. So they planned where they were going to bury the pastor. This is our own church here. Where they were going to bury the pastor, how they were going to bury him. They had planned everything. I mean, nobody will dare to come and, you know, argue and so on. But A week or so before the funeral, the son of our pastor came to the family head and showed him a recording. A recording of a voice recording. What was this voice recording? It was the pastor who recorded the words. He was dying. Even his words, his voice was weak. But he managed to say it. Very shaky, weak voice. And he asked his son to record it. He said, and these were his words. He said, "If I die, my body should be handed over to Bishop Dagwood Mills. Whatever he and the bishops of the church decide to do with my body, that is what must be done." Where they say they want to bury me, how they want to bury me, my body must be handed over to Bishop Dagwood Mills. As soon as the Ebusuapain heard the voice, he gathered the elders and said, "Chale, a man's last word, if you joke with them, we will start dying one by one, by one, by one." Chale, chale, chale. So they made a U-turn and they themselves came to the church to meet the bishops and say that we are handing over the body to you according to these words. Congratulations and God bless you. We are going to our house. If you need us, call us. The last words of a man are words that if you joke with, you are having problems. Yes. They are serious words. Because when a person is dying, it cannot be that the things he will say are light words. A plane was going to fall down from the skies. But it took a little time. It developed some problems. Eventually, the plane crashed. It must have spent about 10 minutes in the air. All manner of things. But they knew that where we are, this plane, there's no airport anywhere. It will crash. May it not happen to you one day. So the pilot announced that, "Charlie, this is it. Look." People took their lipstick, their pen, anything they could lay hands on to write notes. They wrote notes. Later, eventually, the plane crashed. Investigators went to the crash site and they gathered all these pieces of paper and notes that the people had written. What do you think the people who wrote these notes wrote before they died? That make sure you eat Indomie every morning. Do you think they will say to you that try Ajua, I'm about to die, brush your teeth every morning? Some of them are going to write their passwords to their vaults. Some of them are going to give telephone numbers of people they must call, people who have got the money, somebody who has got the gold. They will write that, call Mr. Abe, and tell him that when you call him, say, "Operation, feed yourself." He will bring the gold bars. Yes. When a person is about to die, the words he will speak are not jokes. They are serious words. These words were spoken by Jesus just before he left. They are not small words. Ladies and gentlemen, if you came through the door properly, then this must mean a lot to you. You must, you see, to be in the church and not be concerned. You see, I have approached this message from different angles. You remember last week I told you about a man who threw a party, a wedding party. And when the person came in, he saw that everybody was dressed and found one who wasn't wearing the right attire. What did he do? He removed. I'm telling you that some of you don't belong here. Anybody here who doesn't have salvation of other souls apart from yours as something that is a part of your life. Like at any point in time, there is somebody whose soul you are saving. If you are here listening to me, you are online, or you are listening to me whenever, or whatever, and the salvation of souls is not on your heart, I'm telling you that you are not supposed to be in the church. You are a thief. What qualifies you here is not the dancing. It's not the yellow dress. It's not the collar, the clerical collar. It's your burden for souls. Do you know something? That everything God has planned for your life can be found in this. In fact, if you will go... Let me not even go to the next point. Let me just take this and share with you for the next 5 minutes. The Great Commission according to Matthew. Today, that's why I read this first. But I want to say again, some of you should not be in the church. Go back to the nightclub. Go back and smoke weed. You shouldn't be. The church is not just for anybody. When God calls you out, He has specific things for you to do. Yes, we wear a red dress and become ashes. We wear a blue dress and sing in the choir. We wear a yellow dress and dance. We wear a jacket and play instrument. All these things are just extras. This yellow and collar. There is something that qualifies a person. Being born again, baptized. And then, number three is that then you also are an agent of somebody's salvation, somebody's baptism, which is what we call soul winning. If you are not, if you are listening to me and you are not interested in soul winning, I'm telling you that you are in the wrong place. An evil will find you and take you out of the church. A church, whether it's Anglican, Presby, Methodist, Lighthouse, whatever, Makane, whatever church it is, I'm telling you that it is called the Ecclesia, selected people.
This is Bishop Edwin Ogo preaching. Stay tuned. Do you sense an urgency to pray? Is there a burden to wage war spiritually through intense intercession? Then join the online army on the Church in Your House Facebook page, this and every Saturday at 4 a.m. Remember, the Facebook address is The Church in Your House with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. This and every Saturday dawn at 4 a.m. Every knee will bow to the power of prayer.
You are singing, you are not born again. You were having sex anyhow before you got born, so-called born again. You are in the church, you are also having sex anyhow. What is the gospel according to Matthew? Number one. The Great Commission according to Matthew. Number one. The Great Commission according to Matthew is a commission of power. Verse 18. All power is given to me. You don't want to go, you will not have any power. So when Jesus was sending them, he introduced himself as the carrier of power. Because in this world, you may not know, but it's a game not of degrees. It's a game not of beauty and handsomeness. It's a game not of money, but it's a game of power. The one who has power is the one who rules. That's power. So you see that you have a beautiful face, a nice nose, but somebody ugly has come for your husband. Yes, because there's power people are using in the system. Yes, it's not about your nose. No, it's not about your nose. It's not how well contoured your eyebrows are. It's power. You give birth, your own son, you gave birth to. You say you don't have power over him. Somebody else has power over him. Your own daughter, you can't send her, but somebody else can send her. You marry, don't have control over your wife, but somebody has control over her. Because when I say power, Don't just think of it for this financial power or emotional power or whatever. I'm talking about power. 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 And what you don't know is that you need power. Because after getting grade 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, at the interview, power will speak. The person coming for the interview with you did not get 1, 1, 1, 1. Maybe had 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, and a 5. But she's sitting there. The powder on her face is a powder of power. Life is not a game of beauty. Don't sit there polishing your face. Your husband will not even know why he's following that girl. He doesn't know why he's following that girl. Just one day that he shook her hand like this. How are you doing that? Not knowing that the hand is an owl's head. And you are there buying wigs and painting your face. But you don't know. That's why, see, the first point he made is that all power. Because, you see, what you don't know is that this thing I'm talking about, that go into the world, win souls, and so what I've not told you is that it is called the work of God. I've not said it. I didn't want to make that comment. But I want to tell you that it's not something that is light. And anybody who works must be paid. It is wrong. In fact, in the Old Testament, the Exodus, you are not even allowed to let somebody work for you and postpone his daily wage. That like, today's by day, you want to give him tomorrow. They're not allowed. Give it to him today. So God doesn't, he's not the type of person who tolerates working and not getting any pay. No, that's not God. So anybody who is working for the Lord, Paul became a mouthpiece of God in 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. He said, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the games of God. No. I'm sorry. Always abounding in the gimmicks of God. Always abounding in the work of God. What's the work of God? Building the church. Building with what? Not just going to carry ragamuffins from town and dumping them in the church, but bringing properly cut stones. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Then he added, he said, I'm hoping you know already. He was expecting them to know this. So, for as much as you already know, this one is not even something I am informing you. I'm just saying that be steadfast and be unmovable. But that this last part, I'm hoping that you know already that nobody labors for the Lord and the labor is in vain. Because work must always be paid. Work must always be paid. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go out to win a soul, God doesn't give you dollars. I've not received cedis from him. I've not received pounds or euros. God doesn't give you dollars. He pays you with the most important currency in the world. And it's a currency called power. That's why he said, all power is given to me. Ladies and gentlemen, when he sent his 70 disciples in twos in Luke chapter 10, they came back rejoicing. And when Jesus saw them in verse 19, he said, you've gone? You went to win souls? Remember verse 1, Luke 10 verse 1. He sent the 70 in twos before him to go wherever he would go. When they went and they came back, he said, you went. I saw Satan fall like lightning. But get your salary. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents. I give you 5 more years to live your life. You will understand that life is full of serpents and scorpions. What's a serpent? A serpent is evil that is present but you don't see. That's a serpent. A serpent is not an animal. I said, a snake is not an animal that is slithering away. A snake represents evil that is hidden. You will never see, but it is there. At the right time. It's a serpent. Behold, I give you power. I don't know anybody who has gone to win souls and God gave him money. That's why the first thing, he said, the Great Commission is a commission of power. If you are a rich man, you must go and win souls because there are some things money cannot buy. Only power. Only power is used to address power. So Jesus said, I give you power over the power of the enemy. Because the game, the warfare is power for power. I was in Nigeria many years ago, and I saw on the car operation fire for fire. Once you bring fire, I will not respond with smoke. Once you bring fire, I will not respond with shouting. The operation is that once fire comes from here, we are returning fire. Once power is being displayed against you, you don't use beauty or money or degrees or height. You don't use your father's whatever. The only game power understands is power. The power that wants to turn your children into weed smokers. That wants to turn your daughters into twisted, perverted sexual beings. It's not money. For sometimes money is what facilitates such nonsense. It's a commission of power. And you need it. You need power to tread upon the evils around you. One day my wife had a house help. We were having a difficult time. The house help came. It's happened twice. She received the house help She was there, gave her food to eat. And then she went to the room. As soon as she got in the room, she remembered that, oh, but somebody has come to the house. We didn't even say a word of prayer and so on. So she returned to where the house help was. She also said, oh, we've not prayed. So let's just pray. And she just says a little prayer just to welcome the girl to the house. She's in her room and she gets a call that the house help has packed her thing. She's saying that she can't stay. Something is too much. Something is there. Something here. She doesn't want to stay. May your life be too hot for wicked people. Evil devils. I said evil devils. I said may your shop, may your family, may your child, may your daughter. I'm saying that I know your bank account. I know you are one of the rich women in the system. But understand that in the game of power, we don't use money. We use power. And that power is only directed towards the people who respect the Great Commission. The Great Commission. I give you power. All power is given to me. If you don't win souls, and there's nonsense in your house, there's no basis for prayer. A lot of the things in your life, it is through soul winning that power is unleashed. Some things will persist until a certain power that is equivalent and greater than, because it's a law that everything will remain in its position or in a straight and linear motion unless a power that can overcome the momentum, the power that is moving, supply. A lot of nonsense in your life will go on until the right power is applied. The right power. Not just any power. No. That's when your car is fault. We don't call slim machos. We call people real human beings. Yes. Yes. Because it's not just pushing something doesn't mean it will move. I said pushing something doesn't mean it will move. I said pushing something doesn't mean it will move. A lot of things are resting in your life, waiting for the right amount of power to dislocate it and to dislodge it. Yeah. And today, I'm informing you, the first thing I want to tell you, I've said it, but I want to repeat it. God, he doesn't like people who work and are not paid. Yes, he said, you must not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treads the grain. He doesn't like it. It's not about full-time pastor or lay pastor or shepherd or bus. He doesn't like work without pay. He doesn't like it. So if you are working for him, I told the brothers this evening, I said, brother, let's continue what we are doing. It looks like we are fools, but you watch. You are already, if you look carefully, we are not fools. But I told, I said, don't stop. Because as you keep working for God, you will meet people who can work but will not work. Who can put two hands but they'll put three fingers. And you feel like you are a fool for giving your whole day, your whole energy, your whole time. Some of us, our whole professions have been put aside. And you see some people who come around and as we are pushing, they just lean on the car, that their weight should move the car. And you look at yourself, you say, you are a fool. You are a fool. You go to church too much. You go to church too much. But I'm telling you, Malachi 3:18. I don't know if I read it last week to you. It said, when you go and you return, the first thing you will discover is that there is a difference. There is a difference between those who work and those who don't work. Those who serve and those who don't serve. And I want to drill down just 1 millimeter and say that those who serve with just a little of themselves and those who serve with their all, go and come. Allow a little time. I want to say to anybody who is serving God, if you are online, serve him. He will pay you. He doesn't like work without pay. And in the matter of soul winning, he pays with power. Power. Kadababasa. Matunima sukatahata. He pays with power. He pays with power. A day will come. You will need power to change your son from a life you can't believe he's living. That day, you will send him to psychologists and counselors. That's when we dare to use the word worse. Get worse. It's not good English, but let me just tell you that a day comes, if you don't have the right power, as you have married, you think that marriage is chandeliers and horse-drawn carriages. Horse-drawn. You think that marriage is just glitz and glamour. What you don't know is that. Watch your sister carefully. She represents the power in your family. You need power to remain married for even 3 years. Sasasa bakata. Don't sit here with titles. It will help you. A pastor, a bishop can cover you. But the power in your background does not respond to a bishop's covering. As the choir was singing, the only thing that was on in my head was that how this church would have been different if every single chorister standing here was a Basenta leader who brought one bus to church. All these guys, the church would be different. But never. You just want to sing for God. Number two, the Great Commission is a commission to go. Online. The most beautiful word, one of the most beautiful words in the kingdom of God is the word go. Go. And that is someone telling you to go. That's why Jesus said, go. If you are listening to me and there's nobody over your life who can tell you to go somewhere, it means that about 80% of the quality of your life has been taken from you. A lot of the beauty you need in your life, that even the things you will need to look beautiful, you will find them when you go. I mean, going for someone to send you is one of the greatest privileges you will ever enjoy in life. That is why you don't just get up and go where you want to go. No. Somebody must send you. You don't get up. That's why we say it. That did you? Were you sent or you went? There's a difference between sent and went. Power backs those who were sent. No power is with those who went. On their own. Sometimes when I look at myself and I look at the power God has given me, the power I'm using, it's very tremendous. It's fantastic power. I was at the wedding yesterday. Right, just around the time the wedding ended, somebody came. A very important person has left somewhere far in Accra and has come to Oyibi to look for me. I said, me? I said, yes. I feel we took pictures and everything just yesterday, Friday. I came, the person was around. I said, wow, to what do I owe this honor? So I've come because I have a problem that I believe you are the one who can solve. Wow. I said, let's sit down. Within 10 minutes, the problem had been solved. Why? Because I didn't went here. I was sent here. I didn't went here. I was sent here. Have you been sent? Or you go where you want to go? It says, a day comes, you will stretch your hand, and another man will take you, will hold your hand, and take you where you don't want to go. My normal life, this is not the place I want to stand and preach. Even to preach itself, it's not. My original life, preaching is not part of it. Don't be in the church. Hello, hello. The Great Commission, according to Matthew, is a commission to go. Don't be in the church and do what you want to do. Tomorrow, we are having a camp at Mampong. I am sending you. Go to Mampong. Go. There's evil looking for you. The only way you can swerve the evil is when you allow someone to put you on a road. Because Jeremiah 10:23 says, the way of a man is not in himself. Don't guide yourself. If you will allow me, I will tell you that. Are you a Basanta leader? Yes. You've dressed your hairstyle like buffalo. They have pasted on your head. Buffalo. You think you will go anywhere in life with this? No. You must place yourself under authority. Because you see, that even the power that you get in the first point, it comes, you get the power over devils when you are under somebody's power. That's what the centurion said. Many of you, your life will never be beautiful till you stop going where you want to go. The beauty of your life in Christ is directly linked to someone in authority sending you. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Verse 23. It's a star scripture. 23. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Whether any do inquire of Titus, if anybody is asking of Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper concerning you. Or, apart from Titus, if they are asking about any of our brethren, or our brethren be inquired of, they are messengers of the churches. And the glory of Christ. Messengers. This is apostle. The person who is sent is the glory of Christ. Your beauty is in being sent. The messengers of the churches are the glory. You want your life to be beautiful? Find someone to send you. Churches operate by messengers. The church that doesn't send ends. I said churches, which is called messengers of the church. I'm very happy that I am a messenger of the church. The beauty in my life is because I can point the things that make me. I can point to you where each of them came from the churches I was sent to pastor. And you will notice that you have nothing in your life except your salary you are living by. Girls, don't do. I hope the blue you are wearing it because your pastor sent you into the choir. I hope you didn't just go into the choir. Go to your pastor and ask, what would you want me to do? Your beauty in Christ, it comes from being sent. Don't join choirs. Don't join pastors. Don't join dancing stars. Join the messengers. That's where the beauty is. Don't join them. They are the messengers of the churches and the glory of Christ. I'm not surprised. Your life doesn't have any color. I'm not surprised that you've been in church for 12 years, but you look mundane and drab. I'm not surprised that you are the way you are. Because once nobody sends you, you go where you want to go. That's not how to have life. Not in this kingdom. Because the person we are following was sent. The Jesus we are following did not one day just earth and say, I'm parachuting down to earth. He was sent by the Father. So on that foundation, anybody who is like Jesus must be sent. Why haven't you been sent? Why are you not a missionary? Why? A missionary to Ayikuma. A missionary to Benapart. A missionary to Otinibi. Why are you not a missionary? Why do you send yourself to the choir? Why do you sit in the chair and do what you want to do? Why do you want to do that to yourself? Have you not read your Bible? Do you think that's how to have power? Look at your cousins. And I mean you. Look at your cousins. It should give you an insight into what your life is going to be. Cousins, not brothers. The gospel. The great commission. According to Matthew, it's a commission to go. Because there's something in it for you. You don't go, you look ugly for the rest of your life. I said, you don't go, you look colorless, unattractive. You are there, but I can't see you to marry you. You are sitting in front of me, and I'm looking at somebody's wife. Hey. They are the messengers of the churches. The glory of Christ. Stand to your feet. We'll continue next week, God willing. We'll stay here, Matthew. We'll stay here. Lift your hands and pray. Pray for yourself. Lord, let my shepherd send me. Yes. Let my pastor send me. Let my pastor send me.
pastor.
Let my diocesan head
let my pastor.
You are not a messenger of the church. Yes. You are a lady pastor, not a messenger. Yes. Ah.
May I be saved, Lord. Kadosh
I mean, why you are? You chose to come here. Ah, I don't know what you are intending to do to yourself. Jesus. Can you lift your two hands and pray? Sadala bakata.
La koshe telebrediga.
Shukatuga.
Lika tolobradia.
Tebrema.
Yes, let me be saved.
Tebrema. Mama.
Yes.
Moriaga Saba.
Saint Lord.
Tamalo Sabaka. Nistia Osaba. Lift your hands. Lift it high, high above your head. Receive, receive a touch, a touch, a touch to go, a touch to go, a touch to go, a touch to be sent. Don't be in the church and do what you want to do. There's nothing in it. Did you know that even in science, I just realized that not everything is work. Work in science is force times distance. But not just any force. The force and the distance must have a relationship. A force directed perpendicularly away from the distance doesn't produce any work. Some of you are working, there's nothing in it for you. You are perpendicularly oriented towards the direction. What a beautiful church service. I said you can be working, but it's not work. Today, I want to make my first altar call. If you are here and you are not working in the church and you want to work for God, come to the front now. I want to pray for you for power. Yes, come. Come. You're not working in the church. You want to start working for God in the church. Come. Yes, come. 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 I'm waiting for you. Come. You want to work. Come. You are not working. You want to come, my dear. Come. 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 You are not working, but you want to do something for God. Come. Don't stop clapping. Ten more people are standing there. I'm waiting for you. You want to work for God? Come. I'm waiting for you. Come. Is Robert sitting down in the church service? I'm waiting for you. Come. All the work you are doing, you feel that you can do more. You want to do something more. You want to be a shepherd. You want to be a percentile leader. You want to do something. Yes, you are dancing. It's work. But there's more. This may not even be the work God told you. Clap your hands for them. They are coming. Keep clapping your hands for them. They are coming. He will reward you not with dollars, but with power. Yes. Your children will have power to overcome drugs. I'm waiting for you. Come. I'm waiting for you. Come and work. Kalobo sa mahandalaba. messengers of the churches are the glory of Christ. The messengers of the churches are the glory of Christ. The messengers of the churches are the glory. Think of the glory of Christ. Think of how thick the glory of Christ is. The messengers of the churches, they are the glory of Christ. Are you asking about Titus or the other brethren? They are the messengers and they are the glory, the beauty of Christ. There are some two people standing here. I don't know where you are. Report to the nearest police station. Report to the nearest police station for employment. I'm waiting for you. There are some two people standing in there. I don't know where you are, but come here now. You are not born in 79, so you don't know the nearest police station. Yes. Alabasa. Rabasata. Kademon simani mama yande rebosha. Rekata remazonde. Labro, labro zaba. Riyamana masunda la mahandala baba. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now, please pause. Pastors, writing the names. Everyone lift your two hands. Everybody, I'm praying for these ones. Father, I thank you that our destinies are linked to the church. And today we have learned that the real glory of Christ belongs to the messengers of the churches, not the pastors, not the reverends, not the bishops, not people who do what they want to do. Lord, I thank you for these ones. May they be prepared and sent. May they be deployed as agents of destruction of the works of the enemy. Hey, and Lord, as they go, may they find the true meaning of their lives. May they find the things that will make them beautiful. May they find the things that will make them great. Lord, your word says that in you we live, but in you we move. But our movements must be caused by external authorities, not by our own judgments and our guidance. I pray for these ones that they will come under authority.
Amen.
Even the first authority to prepare them for the works. We've learned tonight that you don't like working and not being paid. You are a just God. As they serve you, pay them.
Amen.
Pay them with good wives.
Amen.
Pay them with good husbands.
Amen.
Pay them with good lives.
Amen.
Pay them with power.
Yes. Amen.
Power. Power to have a decent family. Power to have three children. With one father.
Amen.
And not four fathers.
Jesus.
Power.
Power.
To remain. Jesus. Blessed.
Yes.
In this wicked and evil world.
Jesus.
Lord, I say these ones. Mm. Use them in the service.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
May these ones be agents of growth of the church. Use them.
Amen.
To build the church.
Amen.
To grow the church.
Amen.
And to transform
yes. The
fortunes
yes.
of the
yes.
church. Thank
Jesus.
You. That you will use them.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if your name has been written down, you can go back. Your pastors will contact you. If your name has been written. If it's not been written, they are coming to you to write. Yes. Now, every eye closed. I want you to lift up your two hands and now pray for yourself. And ask the Lord to use you. I'm giving you 30 seconds to pray and ask the Lord to send you, to use you, to prepare you. Zakaluba, Kedila, 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 Zobri, Makadia Zaga, Ariagawa, Sumandi, Manda, Bola, Blanda, Baga. Say mando sabala baba sibrima ko palala sanina mose manda ha ey minos sabayus mi lo rakata baba ya da
send me lord
yes. Now, all those who came to stand in front here, I want to inform you that apart from tomorrow is a special day. Tomorrow we are going for the camp. We must be at Mampong by 4. A camp with our prophet. And is there any flyer of the camp to show them? Anybody with an active brain? Yes. The camp is tomorrow. We are having a camp with our prophet tomorrow. Make sure you are there.
What a blessing. Yes.
Allow an announcement in the church to change your direction. Some of you, it may be this camp that will prevent you from a car killing you in town. Yes, this camp. Now, I was saying something that apart from tomorrow, which is a special day, those who came forward, every Sunday, you will have a school. And Reverend Lester, your diocesan head, himself is going to prepare you to be sent. So every Sunday he will let you know where you are meeting, possibly your diocesan headquarters. He will inform you. But after church, when the service ends in a few minutes, all of you, I want you to meet here for just 5 minutes. Reverend Lester is coming there to have a word with you right here. All those who came to the front here, come quickly. Please close your eyes now and bow your heads. If you are here today and you are not born again, I want to say, Pastor, everybody close your eyes and bow down your head. I want to say, Pastor, I want to be born again. You taught us today that there is a door. I am in the church, but I came through some other way. Pastor, please, Pastor, I beg you, pray for me. I want to enter through the door. If you are here today and you are not born again, it means you came some other way. When I say, Pastor, pray for me, I want to be born again. Lift your hand wherever you are. I'm going to pray for you. If you want to pray for you to be born again, to receive Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior, lift your hand right there. Lift it high. Lift it high. High above your head. High above your head. I see your hand. Lift it high. Let it go up. Let it go up. Yes, I see. If your hand is up, I want you to come. Come to me here. Come to me here. Come. I want to pray for you right here. Come. Clap your hands for our brother. Come. Come. Who else is coming? God bless you, my dear. Thank you. You want to join them? Come. 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 Yes. Yes. Father, we thank you. Thank you. Lift your two hands. Let me pray for you. Say after me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father,
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
Say, I realize I am a sinner.
I realize I am a sinner.
I've gone far from you.
I've gone far from
you. I've come to church today.
I've come to church
today. And I've heard your word.
I've heard your word.
Please wash me.
Please wash
my sins.
My sins.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Make me clean.
Make me clean.
And pure.
And pure.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For my salvation.
For my salvation.
I declare today.
I declare today.
I will never be the same again.
I will never be the same again.
I'm following Jesus.
I'm following
Jesus. All the way.
All the way.
To the end.
To the end.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For this salvation.
For this salvation.
I'm receiving today.
I'm receiving today.
I will endure.
I will endure.
To the end.
To the end.
And experience.
And experience. experience
the salvation
in its fullest.
I'll walk with you.
I'll serve you.
I will love you.
I thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You see our pastors here? Can you see her? So please go to them. I think she's in a hurry to go to their parents. So go to your mothers. They are going to pray with you. They are going to talk to you. Clap your hands. Oh, appreciate them. My God, my God. Can I have a communion, please? Take your communion. Take your communion, everyone. You see, one of the reasons why, maybe next week I'll talk about it, but as we are having communion, let me just tell you, thank you very much. One of the reasons why we preach Jesus, next week I'll teach you. It's the same way we are taking communion. We take communion so we don't forget about Jesus. You see, you can be in a church and Jesus has been forgotten. The pastor is the Jesus.
Hey.
There are churches today that you don't mention hell. Hell is on the You talk about having a good life and loving your neighbor and experiencing health, but hell, no. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Some of you, the life you are living, you have already forgotten about Jesus in your personal life. Let me tell you something today. You know, when we take communion, we pray, it's for healing, it's for that and that and that and that. But I'm telling you that the real reason why we take communion is to remember that there's somebody called Jesus. In remembrance of me, period. Because remember Jesus. Because you can live, as you are with the boy in your room, if you've forgotten about Jesus, you are about to do something that is wrong. And some of you, your life you are living, you have forgotten that Jesus is there. So we come to church and eat the body as you are eating. So there's Jesus. There's Jesus. There's Jesus. Say the body of Christ. This is Jesus. We are remembering that there is Jesus. He died for us. Jesus is my Lord. I won't forget about Jesus, the body of Christ. Let's eat it. The same way. You see, whether your thing has Milo in it or Hausa cocoa in it, it's the same. Because what about you are holding? It's not blood. It's not blood. This one, I don't know whether it's Vimto or Asana. But when we take it, we say, this sin is the blood of Jesus. So you remember that there is blood of Jesus in your life. That's all. That's why we are not. We allow you to drink, to even lift water or Hausa cocoa or Sobolo. So even Jesus, when he lifted the cup, it contained wine. But he said, this is my blood. Because some of you have really forgotten Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Say Jesus. 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 He's my Savior. Say Jesus. I love Jesus. Not my boyfriend. I love Jesus. Say Jesus. The blood. Let's drink it. Father, bless us. Let us always remember you. Always having in mind that you are our Lord. Always remembering you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands. Let's welcome Bishop Kobe to close us.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenna Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.